48 hours after voting ended in Liberia, we are yet to know whether the people have opted for change or continuity. Even though the results have been announced at the polling stations, the Electoral Commission is yet to declare the official results. Meanwhile, social media is awash with speculations indicating that former international footballer George Oponwia is the new president. Even though this is not fair, it might have some veracity since the man won the earlier polls, which was challenged in court by one of the contestants. Despite this, the release of the so-called unofficial results on social media must be condemned in no uncertain terms, more especially coming from people who should have known better. Reports have it that it first emanated from Nigeria's Ekiti State governor, followed by a similar one on the Namibian president's official Twitter account. It is no secret that there was low turnout in the election due to mainly apathy on the part of the people and principally because it was being held on a festive occasion like Christmas. Whatever it is, by the close of the week, tension will be eased after the Electoral Commission has released the official results and declared the winner. We are topped with 38.4%, while Boakai placed second with 28.8%, triggering the runoff as none of the two candidates made it past the 50% needed to win outright. Whoever wins the runoff has quite a Herculean task, especially with an economy battered by lower commodity prices for its main exports of rubber and iron ore, as well as a rapidly depreciating currency. Unfortunately, during the electioneering, both candidates were accused of being vague on their policies beyond assurances of free education and investments in infrastructure and agriculture. It is noteworthy the ECOWAS Election Observation Mission's expression of satisfaction with the peaceful conduct of the polls. This is to be expected as the people are tired of political instability amid the spilling of innocent blood. Years of political turmoil in Liberia and civil war have sent shivers down the spine of many. It is said, once bitten, twice shy. The outgoing president, Mrs. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first African woman president, deserves a pat on the back for bringing the country together and opening it up for development after its dehumanizing civil war. It is hoped whoever takes over from her will consolidate the gains made so far and move Liberia to another level. The two contestants, George Oponwia and Joseph Boakai, must be magnanimous in victory and celebrate in moderation should any of them win. The loser must gracefully accept the will of the people. After all, only one person will be declared winner to lead Liberia to the promised land. After such a keenly contested election, efforts must be made to reconcile the various factions and political parties. Liberia is dear to West Africa and Africa at large. Nothing must be made to disturb the peace the people are enjoying after both contestants sought the mandate of the people to improve their welfare. We wish Liberia well.
News commentary looked at the Liberian presidential runoff. The script was by Justice Mingle, a journalist, and presented by Thelma Taki.